Chapter 1. New London. It was March in New London, Connecticut, and a brisk 47 degrees Fahrenheit. Jersey Flies was her name. She was a 90-foot trawler vessel with a stable 20-foot beam. Trawling is the art of catching fish using sock-shaped nets suspended from poles. Fishing trawlers were large boats. They helped Frankie, a round-bellied fisherman, catch delicious shrimp, prawns, flounder, sole, and cod. She weighed 50 tons, the size of an adult whale, and traveled at 11 knots, which, if you were driving a car, is approximately 12.5 miles per hour. She had a steel hull, 1,000 horsepower, and a diesel V8 engine. She housed 180,000 pounds of seafood, guarded in blankets of broken ice. You could almost taste pan-fried orange roughy and haddock sizzling on an open grill when she blew her horn. The sea sloshed and churned as she pulled into the harbor, flocks of gray and white seagulls following nearby. Frankie headed abaft, towards the stern of the ship, as she approached the busy port. He was the shortest of the deckhands on board, standing at just 5 feet 5 inches tall. He had a thick Italian accent, and despite that ugly, crooked nose with a wart on one side, his hand-eye coordination and knowledge of maritime safety was second to none. Frankie lived in a cottage by the water. He was a voracious reader. Melville's Mighty Mick, a mid-19th-century novel, sat on the bookshelf in his office. It told the story of a captain's quest for revenge on a great white whale. Late that evening, Frankie peered out his window. He smiled. The coastal city was littered with historic landmarks. Not all in view, of course. The New London Harbor Light, Fort Crumbull overlooking the Thames River, Monte Cristo, where playwright Fardeen O'Feel spent his boyhood summers, and, of course, the United States Coast Guard Academy. Fryer yawned. Drool clung to his swollen lips. He was a chubby French bulldog whose name seemed more sophisticated than the wrinkles on his face. Frankie patted him on the head. Aside from his love of boats and the sea, he immersed himself in community enrichment, including activities and programs that helped underprivileged animals. He and Fryer had a busy day ahead, assisting with New London Fame Street, a nonprofit organization dedicated to bringing New London's renowned waterfront district to life. But Frankie wasn't always concerned with the thoughts and feelings of others. His troubled past began when old Flyer, a birthday gift from his pappy, ran away from home. He dreamt of being a pilot, and he and old Flyer were destined to travel the world in a small plane. He assumed he hadn't loved hard enough. Perhaps the reason for his playful pup's disappearance? Surely being unkind to animals, the opposite of how he treated old Flyer, was a way to feel loved again. Of course, this couldn't be farther from the truth, but alas, he grew up, made friends with another troubled young man, Fawny, and together, under the moniker Black Rock Bandits, animals were used as slave laborers to make and model pearl-lined dog collars, which they sold for exorbitant prices in a cabana at Black Rock Beach on the island of Maui. With the help of a few wise houseflies who enlightened them on their evil ways, and a kind elderly man, Fritz Picken, who taught them the meaning of forgiveness, offering them an apprenticeship at his Lahaina Town jewelry store, Frankie and Fawny turned over a new leaf. But as so often happens, he and Fawny drifted apart. It was his hunger and thirst to explore the world, and that's how he wound up in New London. Chapter 2. Return to Maui. "Flies, don't turn your back on the ocean," Mrs. Species cautioned her 8th grade science class, examining the history of famous Hawaiian swimmer Fluke Kahana Moku, who popularized the motto. There were physical dangers of being hit by a wave. It was also his wish that insects show respect for the ocean. Franny shrugged. The class trip was certainly educational, but where were the musicians with long, greasy hair? Her mind wandered off. For a millisecond, she missed her Palm Springs hometown. The hot and dry biome reminded her of Filthy Honey's music video for their hook-heavy hit, Desert Dreamin'. In the video, guitarist JFN shreds his sunburst Les Paul from the top of a sandhill. There were no sandhills in this science class. She turned to Thelma.